And the winner is Vancouver. The scenic city on Canada's west coast will host the Olympic Winter Games in 2010. The International Olympic Committee chose Vancouver over Pyongyang in South Korea and Salzburg in Austria. NPR correspondent Howard Berkus has covered four Olympics. He's in Salt Lake City, which hosted the last Winter Olympics. Hi, Howard. How are you doing?
Hi, Lynn. Doing okay.
Now, Vancouver was considered the strongest bid in this competition. Why was that?
Well, basically because you have here a major city of 500,000 people, a major international airport, plenty of quality hotel rooms and good accommodations for athletes, for reporters, corporate sponsors, officials. And by the way, these were characteristics that were repeatedly cited by the International Committee, International Olympic Committee last year as strengths for Salt Lake City. So they went back with those kinds of things. Also, there's an indoor stadium that seats 50,000 people for opening and closing ceremonies. That's a plus in a coastal city that can be very cold and rainy in the wintertime. And that stadium could be used for hockey. And given the passion for hockey in Canada, it's tempting to be able to sell 50,000 tickets for some of those hockey games. And then there's plenty of snow in the mountains for the snow sports.
Any weaknesses in Vancouver?
Getting to the mountains for those snow sports is a weakness. There's a two-lane road that's 75 miles between Vancouver and Whistler, where most of the snow and sliding events will take place. It's a kind of a windy, twisty road in parts, which is why these are being called the Sea to Sky Games. And long drives, you know, on what could end up being jammed roads don't get athletes and journalists to events on time. So the Canadian government is promising to spend $500 million to upgrade that road. And Olympic organizers are saying they'll build a second set of villages in Whistler to house athletes and journalists up there.
There was a lot of buzz about the South Korean bid. Why was that?
Well, you know, there wasn't expected to be as much interest in the South Korean bid, the city of Pyeongchang, but it had two strong votes in both rounds of voting. It actually led the first round and lost to Vancouver by only three votes in the final round. This may have been in part, though, because the IOC likes diversity in where it places its games. And an Asian country, only one other Asian country, Japan, has ever hosted a Winter Games. So perhaps those were votes for diversity, getting a Winter Games in another Asian country.
Now, the president of the IOC made some comments about security just a few days ago. How did that affect this outcome, do you think?
It could have cost the South Korean city the games, because the IOC president, Jacques Roga, on the eve of the voting, said security should be the biggest concern of the voters. Well, you know, we're in an environment in which North Korea is reportedly developing nuclear weapons. So the implication is that it would be risky to stage the Olympics in South Korea, given at least the instability now in the North.
NBC just spent $2 billion for the rights to the 2010 and 2012 games. What does the choice of Vancouver mean for TV coverage?
It's probably cheering the executives at NBC, at least for 2010, because now you have an Olympics in North America where the time zone is favorable for live coverage for the American audience, which means that you could charge premium advertising rates.
Now, if the IOC is sort of looks for diversity or likes to spread the Olympics around to various parts of the world, I'm wondering what the selection of Vancouver might mean for the New York bid for the 2012 Summer Games, which are 2 years later.
Right. Yeah, you'd be hard-pressed to say that it has anything good to say about the New York bid, because, you know, with Vancouver hosting 2010, it's unlikely that the International Olympic Committee would then stay in North America for 2012 in New York City. They don't generally like placing games back-to-back on the same continent, although they've done that. Also, though, there is this prospect of another North American Games for NBC and for American corporate sponsors, and they provide the bulk of the income for the International Olympic Committee. So it's possible that New York could perhaps still maintain its strength based on that.
Thanks, Howard.
Thank you.
NPR's Howard Berkus joined us from Salt Lake City. We want to end the show with a brief tribute to jazz flutist Herbie Mann. He died late yesterday after a battle with cancer. He was 73 years old. In Washington, I'm Lynn Neary, NPR News.